Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we feature a discussion with Jay Savinier, the president of VGT, on his company's purchase by Aristocrat and how the synergies between the two companies are working. Aristocrat Technologies has always been strong in Indian country. Their Class 3 video games have always been popular in tribal casinos since the very early 1990s. But Aristocrat never had a Class 2 specialty until it bought VGT, a powerful Class 2 company based in Oklahoma and Tennessee last year. VGT was one of the first Class 2 companies in Oklahoma and has grown along with the industry. Jay Savinier says the loyalty shown by tribes is backed up by the quality of the VGT Stepper products and the recently released Easy Money Jackpot, its first wide area progressive in that market. Savinier explains how Aristocrat has allowed VGT to do what it does best, but also how synergies between the two parts of the company will encourage impressive growth in the future. He sat down with me at the ICE Trade Show in London earlier this month. Cadillac. Jay Savinier, thanks for joining us on the Global Gaming Business Podcast. We're here in London at the ICE Trade Show. A lot of things going on, and I appreciate the time you're setting aside for us here.
Roger, it's great to be here with you.
Last night I was reading the Fantini-Eiler report, and Aristocrat came up pretty high in the Class 2 market share, ship share, things of that nature. I wasn't aware that VGT brought that much to the table, and you've spent a lot of time with VGT building the company. How did you do it? How did you get that kind of respect in Indian country?
Well, first let me say that Jamie O'Dell, our CEO, does a wonderful job of telling us that the first thing we must do is be humble and work for continued success in the future. And we do. We're very proud of where we're at. It's been a great history with VGT. Mm-hmm. VGT was one of the first companies to come into Oklahoma and build a market share pretty quickly and establish, I'd say, the most important thing that VGT did is it grew with a lot of the tribal gaming and developed a lot of trust. Mm-hmm. It's been a journey, and we think of it as a shared partnership.
Right.
Today, our relationships are very, very robust. Mm-hmm. We view them as our friends and our partners. And what's really special about being in this segment of the business is that Indians are given the privilege to game for the benefit of their communities and their tribes. And when we see the type of impact that happens across tribal lands with their communities and with the programs for their youth and the elderly and the health care and the community centers, it's a wonderful segment of the industry to be part of. So it's been a great journey for us. We've grown, they've grown, and it's been very mutually beneficial.
No question. So is Oklahoma your biggest market?
It's about 95% of our machine placements and about 97% of our revenue, so very much.
Okay.
We are growing outside of Oklahoma now, and one of the opportunities of being with Aristocrat is that the technology capabilities of Aristocrat are significant. Already, one of the first things that we've been able to accomplish with Aristocrat is we've brought a wide area progressive to tribal properties, which is fantastic for all of us. And every time we do these type of things, it strengthens the abilities of the tribes and the casinos to succeed and compete and continue to grow and achieve their objectives as well.
Right.
So we've done a good job with the wide area technology. There's a universal video platform that we're building our protocols and platforms to work on. So we are very excited about the prospect of some real exciting Class 2 video product, which has not really been the wheelhouse that we're in.
Sure.
So, it's been a great relationship with Aristocrat and lots to look forward to.
Sure, and it makes a lot of sense. I remember back in the 90s when I first went to see tribal casinos in Minnesota, and they only allowed video games up there, and Aristocrat dominated the floor. So they had the respect even before they took over VGT.
And, Aristocrat has a very strong relationships with tribal properties a lot outside of Oklahoma as well.
Mm-hmm.
And their strength is in the videos, in the penny games.
Right.
And they're going to be able to help us with our development and continue our relationships with tribal properties help us with our growth.
Okay. So what made this a really good marriage between the two companies?
First and foremost, I think very compatible cultures.
Mm-hmm.
And this was not an acquisition by Aristocrat that was justified based on cost opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
It was justified based on the synergies between our business. They're very dominant in Class 3. They're very dominant. I'd say we are very dominant on the Aristocrat side in the video product. And VGT is very dominant in the mechanical stepper product.
Mm-hmm.
So we have stepper technology, stepper capabilities, I'd say, mm-hmm. to now assist them. And they're doing an awful lot to assist us in the development of video products.
Yeah, no question about that. So how have you have operations in Tennessee and in Oklahoma, I understand. How has that changed as a result of this merger?
Really, nothing's changed.
No.
In Tennessee, we have the administrative functions, primarily because that's where the founder and owner lived.
Right.
And we have engineering activities there. In Oklahoma, we have significant assembly and service operations,
mm-hmm.
and our sales force is really based out of there as well.
Okay,
but we do everything the same way. If our customers tell us to their delight, they haven't perceived any change in the
mm-hmm.
relationship with VGT or the way that we service them. In fact, the only thing they see is that there's now more opportunities for them coming because of what our combined resources can
sure.
do for better product on their floors.
Right, right. And I think the way Aristocrat has taken VGT into the company is really to let you do what you do best. It sounds like that's the way it's been operating so far.
Well, the view in the beginning was to integrate a standalone company. There's been a couple of areas where we recognize if we're going to share the same technology platforms, then we need to blend our technology teams, and we've just completed doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's been a few steps like that which are done to just ensure that we move faster, quicker, better.
Right.
But for the most part, Aristocrat has been very respectful to honor the relationship that BGT has with its primary mm-hmm. Markets, and it's working very well.
Okay. So in terms of game development, how do you complement the Aristocrat and vice versa?
Well, Aristocrat showed at the G2E show a new stepper that we refer to as the Global Stepper.
Right.
A beautiful
mm-hmm.
product.
Sure.
And we've been very involved in the development of that. We have a number of hardware and software engineers that have experience in that area, and so we're very pleased to be part of that project. We have access now to, I think, a total of 6 studios across the world.
Mm-hmm.
Where we now have game developers that are going to be involved in helping us with our games. So that's been a real exciting part for
mm-hmm.
us.
Sure. Let's go back to the wide area progressive. That seems to be the really initial impact that Aristocrat has had on your company. How does that work, going from the class 3 wide area to class 2?
Well, the progressive controller technology is the expensive and complicated
right.
piece, and
mm-hmm.
Aristocrat actually has a couple of different ways to do that, so we kind of had a choice of how to go about
okay.
it. And VGT had wanted to accomplish this for many years, but for a lot of reasons we just could never get to that. We had a
right.
lot of other technology demands. But within 9 months of the acquisition, we introduced our first wide area progressive
mm-hmm.
In Oklahoma, and we've had... We've made 3 real lucky winners
right.
since open. I think
right.
it's right now up to about $775,000.
Right.
So
okay.
people are real excited about it. It's working very well
mm-hmm.
and a great benefit to us.
Okay. How about merging the Aristocrat platforms and other technologies with VGT? Is that an ongoing process at this point?
It is. We've got 20,000 games across the United States
mm-hmm.
Operating on legacy VGT systems.
Mm-hmm.
That will be unlikely to change,
mm-hmm.
But we will be introducing new games that are on now the new Aristocrat platform.
Right.
VGT was beginning to launch a brand new platform at the time of the acquisition, and we kind of have that in storage right
mm-hmm.
now. It's actually a fabulous platform, but with all the development going on with the Aristocrat platform, we're joining them
sure.
for this next wave
mm-hmm.
of
okay.
games.
How about some of the more popular Aristocrat games? Is it going to be a Class 2 version of the Buffalo game?
Boy, that's you must be in a boardroom right now talking with some others.
Well, when that's the top game in the country, I think you want to consider that.
We are very excited about putting some Class 2 games out on their platform, and we do anticipate that we're going to be bringing some Class 3 titles in. Buffalo is a very, very precious title.
Yes.
And we want to make sure that anything we do with that is done, absolutely in the best fashion. And so I think we're going to keep the powder dry on Buffalo for a while and be working on some other titles.
Okay. How about some of the branded things?
The big feature games?
Right.
You know, that's another thing we recently talked about. I do see that in our future.
Uh-huh.
That's a separate level of work that we haven't really scoped yet, but we do look forward to offering some large feature games for our customers that can only operate in Class 2 environments.
Okay.
And then there may be some opportunities for some benefits to our tribal customers as well, that if they can offer a Class 2 game, sometimes there's a tax advantage for them in doing so. And so,
we
see that in our future.
Right, right. You have the expertise in the stepper games. Is there a plan to bring that stepper technology into Aristocrat, into Class 3 games?
Oh, absolutely. That's the Aristocrat showed their their beautiful stepper in the G2E show. And actually, I haven't seen it down the booth, but I don't think we'd show it here because this might not be the market for it.
Sure. But there is a plan to extend that certainly into the U.S.
Oh yeah, well sure. Aristocrat is going to be showing putting out some beautiful stepper products that are, of course we've spent a lot of time on it, and we think that it's the best stepper product that's going to hit the market.
Sure.
And we've been very involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, what you can do now with reels, and the just the lighting and the spin features. It's a whole new world and some real fun behaviors coming out of the game now.
Yeah, some of them just pop right off of the screen there.
Right, beautiful what we can do.
Talk about the sales efforts. You mentioned you have sales staff in Oklahoma. Are they in place? Are they also now selling Class 3, or is it still separated that way?
In Oklahoma, we've had the headline for all of this is that the experience has really been so good, and we've worked so well. Our cultures are so compatible. We've had a couple huge successes with bundling Aristocrat products with VGT products, including the Oasis system.
Right.
And our tribal customers benefit from this because it's truly where you bring things together and they get more out of a deal. We end up getting better contracts. They're working with one team that's communicating very well together. So the merge of opportunities between Aristocrat and VGT has been fantastic. Tribal customers have clearly benefited, and our teams are working very well together. We are also cross-training our service techs so that we can service Aristocrat products. And there's a number of markets, or particularly Oklahoma, where we've got so many service staff out in the market where our service is actually, we're known for that. So
right.
we have some service techs that literally are assigned to casinos full time.
Yeah.
So they're there, they can just take care of any of the product, and that's better for our customers as well.
Great, great. Now, are you going to bring any of your VGT titles to Aristocrat in a Class 3 version?
There's a lot of opportunity. We talk about not only in Class 3, but we have a wonderful business, which is Product Madness and the digital side.
Right.
And it's kind of like the world's your oyster to test and see, well, is it a title? Is it the stepper action? Mm-hmm. What are the features? And, we're exploring all of those opportunities, and I think that you're going to see some fun testing happening in a number of areas.
Okay, great. So let's talk about Class 2 in general. It's an interesting field. As you mentioned, some tribes can get tax advantages by having Class 2 rather than Class 3 games. We've seen that in California more extensively. Texas just has legalized, we think anyway, Class 2 gaming for the tribes down there. So are these some markets that you're looking into to expand the Class 2 versions in?
Well, we'd love to be in every Class 2 market.
Mm-hmm.
We have a wonderful product. We've demonstrated that we create great value for the players, and in doing so, we create great values for our tribal partners. So we every tribe has its own specific objectives, and some tribes have compacts where they're allowed class two and class mm-hmm. three, and some have only class two. But right. We look forward to working with any tribe.
And you can mix and match now that you have class three versions as well.
Sure. Yeah. Right. We technically we could put our games out. The bingo platform you put it on. If it's live called bingo, it's class two.
Right.
If it's bonanza bingo, it's mm-hmm. class three.
Right.
So technically we have some games that are actually out as bingo games, but mm-hmm. they're for the tribes. They treat them as class three games.
Right. And how about the customers in Oklahoma? Do they recognize the difference between class two and class three? Do they know what they're playing, basically?
The customers they do know the bingo games, and, mm-hmm. and because they've grown up with games with a bingo card on them, we find there are a number of customers that actually prefer it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we have a number of customers that will actually watch the bingo card and not the entertaining display of reels.
Right.
And they see the patterns right away. They mm-hmm. kind of know what they want. We have a customer that showed up actually with a Mr. Moneybags tattooed on her
really?
Her ankle. So our customers are quite into the products.
Yeah. That's amazing.
But they do. We definitely have a dedicated group of players that prefer the Class 2 product. I would say a majority.
Okay. How about any international opportunities? I know for a while Mexico was leaning toward Class 2. Are there opportunities anywhere else outside of the U.S.?
Yeah, we're looking at some opportunities in South Africa. Our mm-hmm. team has a couple games down there. They're evaluating them.
Okay.
We may have some opportunities. The real opportunities for us in the near term, I think, are closer to home.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're trying to just make sure we do a good job of taking care of I'd say, first things first.
Great.
And see where it goes.
Great. Well, Jay, thanks for the time. It's an exciting time for your company putting this together. I think this is probably one of the more successful mergers we've seen over the past few years. It just made a lot of sense, and it seems to have gone pretty seamlessly.
Thanks very much. I'll say across the board, both in all of us inside VGT, and I think everyone inside Aristocrat couldn't be more happy with it. So it's just been a great year, and we look forward to continuing our journey forward.
Great. Well, thanks for your time, and we'll check up with you in a year or so to see how much further we're going.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for listening to the GGP podcast, sponsored by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading licensed affiliate marketing site delivering players to legal U.S. online casinos and poker rooms. If you want to hear more gaming podcasts, visit our website, ggbmagazine.com, for all the news of the casino industry and to access the Casino Talk podcast with Brooke Dunn. Until then, join us next week for the GGB podcast, sponsored by iGamingPlayer.com.